Welcome, everybody. My name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. When Russia takes the world stage after a horrific terrorist attack in their motherland, the world remains silent. Standards that seem to be unmatched. David, let's peel back the layers on a multitude of topics, holding back from everything. We're about an unfiltered, raw dialogue that serves as an outlet for opinions, ideas, and experiences from every corner of life. We're going to dive into the hearts of people that are suffering, current events, pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence. Whether it's venting over life's daily frustrations or tackling some really big questions that shape the world today. We've got it all covered at the Rant Network umbrella. Get comfortable as we engage in this journey of discovery. This is definitely going to be an unedited, honest conversation. David, there was tragedy in Russia. Probably, I think it is, frankly, the largest modern-day tragedy to ever hit motherland Russia. Their response, brutal. Literally measured to anything that I have ever seen. No, you know, torture, you know, electric cables attached to gonads, you know. Why is the world not holding Russia to the same moral standard it holds Israel? Both are international armies, both are international governments. There's articles of war that all must maintain, but it seems the world is again silent.
David? You know what, Stuart? It's an incredible how over a weekend you can get so much and realize where the biases lie. Folks, for those of you who are unaware, 130 people were killed in a concert hall by supposedly ISIS, and 11 were detained, 4 were found guilty in a trial that went, remember, this happened on Friday, on Sunday already. 4 men accused have already admitted their guilt, and they're between 19 and 32, and oh my goodness, it's like done, justice served. And if you look at the detained, they're beaten to bits. And this is not even front page news, to use the old expression. This hardly even makes the dent. Vladimir Putin blames Ukraine for the attack. I mean, these guys are from Tajikistan, and this is it. And again, doesn't hardly make a dent in the media. Vladimir Putin's been elected. Elected. My favorite word. He's been elected again for 6 more years. He has no opposition. And again, there is no noise in the media. Russia continues to oppress its people. Russia continues to be a support of a state sponsored of terrorism, violence, death. It continues its war in Ukraine, where more Ukrainian refugees need to leave because life is just absolutely horrific. And you won't find this in the media.
Nope.
Again, you don't find this in the media. I had to dig to find out this information. But it's interesting that ISIS has attacked, and there's nobody paying attention to this. Now, ISIS has attacked Russia a few times. We've seen this in a Russian plane was down over Sinai, killing about 224 people on board, most of them vacationers. We've seen other attacks in other places, and the world remains silent. By contrast, Israel was attacked on October the 7th. Israel's front page news headlines when they scratch a Palestinian. The news media has distorted the information time and time again. And when I say the news media, I mean the liberal media, because the liberal media hates Israel so badly that it will lie in its reporting. It no longer validates the number of death because it just takes Hamas's word. It no longer denies the fact that UNRWA is a corrupt terrorist-based organization by the United Nations. It will continue to quote UNRWA no matter what. Reuters reports that Israel is denying aid into northern Gaza through UNRWA. And everybody says, oh, look, the Israelis are once again starving the Palestinians. Again, false reporting, front page news. That makes more difference. Not what goes on here. Stuart, the media has consistently attacked Israel over the last 5 months. From the time there was the hospital attack to today, it continues. And it's not helpful when your dumb vice president, instead of standing up to Russia and saying, stop this brutal war with Ukraine. Imagine this war started during your administration, Kamala. Mafia Joe, you guys were there when the war started, and all you've done is you've sent arms to Ukraine, but you've done nothing to stop this war. And then you threaten Israel by saying that if they go into Rafah, where Hamas is holding up, where they're hiding behind civilians, where there's a likelihood of the other 130 hostages, which includes American hostages, you're saying that is a red line, to quote Obama.
David, you know, this is going to be the yellow ribbon that tied around the neck of Jimmy Carter. I'm going to promise you that this is the yellow ribbon that the world used around every tree for Beirut. I can only imagine. I can't imagine what in the world this administration is thinking.
But it goes beyond this administration. You know, there's noise that, you know, if Karine Jean-Pierre would stand up at the podium and denounce Russia.
Well, she's a racist. She's a racist.
Yeah. No. Stuart, you love to insult. Let's stick to statements, facts here. She is the voice box of this administration. That's her job. I don't care about her personal life at this point. We know her personal life. We've ranted about it numerous times. She's the voice box for the president. And if she won't denounce, and if the State Department won't denounce, and if Kamala won't denounce, and if Joe Biden doesn't denounce Russia, then the media is just sitting there going, well, I guess you support it. I guess we don't have to report it. And therefore, we denounce our ally. We denounce our ally. So when the world is staying quiet, there's an ISIS attack in Russia. The Palestinians have announced that they want to attack America next, that they want to go after Western society. When you see this idea of building up a caliphate, and again and again and again, the media wants to focus on one thing. Hate of Jews and Israelis. That's all they want. Not what goes on in Russia. Not what goes on in Africa. Not what goes on in South America. And I've said this before. Just hate on Jews. It's a wonderful story that just doesn't want to go away.
And David, it's an old adage. It's never going to go away. These people don't want it to. They have to hate on someone so they don't hate on them. It's easier to have them hate on the Jews than it is to then realize how bad they are.
No, but it's just the distortion. And now with social media, because we're seeing more and more people going away from traditional media, but even social media, that TikTok is controlling. Are we seeing, you know, when Ukraine was attacked back over 2 years ago, we saw a flood of social media posts. Where are they? Where are they? They're attacking Jews in Israel. That's all they do. The
left, because it really depends on your feed and algorithm.
We don't need a lesson. We know what that is. But that's not my point. It's about the volume and the control. And it's all about the fact that, listen, Stuart, we both know that's about algorithms. And if you like it, I get it. We all get it.
What I'm saying is the world wants to focus not on what they should be focusing on, which is this growing hate that's coming your way. They would rather focus on Jews, hate on Jews, because, oh, listen, that's easy. Everybody hates the Jews, so that makes it a lot easier. But to call out what's really happening, they're calling it Islamophobia. Stuart, there is a movement happening here at Concordia University that clubs are filled with Islamophobia, and it's time to shut down the clubs. What are you talking about? Where is this? This is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is the plan. They've done a wonderful job of conquering a certain generation. They're owning the universities. The media is the spokesperson for Hamas in Iran. And nothing, nobody, and the world doesn't think otherwise. What happened in Russia on Friday should be a loud and clear message. We're in trouble.
You know, listen, but the Biden administration, you know, Russia didn't call out Iran either. ISIS is partially supported by Iran. Iran is the head.
Partially, totally supported.
So, you know, where do you want to go? David, this is a problem that isn't going away. And I hate to tell you, they don't want it to go away.
No, of course.
They want something else in the media other than something on them. They'd rather the world be tied up with something else than dealing with them. It's the only logical response why they haven't gone into detail on the news.
But Stuart, here's the thing. Listen carefully. Again, you have the Biden administration that rather denounce an ally than call out a threat. Call out an enemy, because Russia's an enemy to the state. That's what you said. You would rather call out an ally. The media is afraid and won't admit that they got this wrong, that the left got it completely wrong, tying and hooking themselves up to this whole Islamophobia business. Now they're caught with their pants down. And here
I really don't want to imagine the picture of Kamala Harris with her pants off.
But
I don't want to imagine, David. You just put a thought in my mind that I just
that's not what I said. That's not what I said, but I guess your cold has gotten to your brain. The thing that is amazing is that that we as a society are not opening up our eyes. We're afraid to offend. Who are we offending? If you think that ISIS is only going after Russia, think again.
No.
There have been attempted terrorist attacks in Western Europe, in South America. There has been attempted attacks on religious figures in the United States, including one in Fort Lauderdale. And yet, there is no press coverage of this because it will completely change the whole narrative.
Yes, because the narrative is what they want.
Of course it's what they want. I get that. But the people listening and watching like sheep and going, yes, sir, yes, whatever, wakey, wakey people, because what happened in Russia in that concert hall, when that happens, and I say when, not if, when that happens on American soil, God help us, because that's coming next, people. And you can thank the Biden administration, you can thank Kamala Harris, you can thank all those wonderful people who stood quietly allowing the criminals to run the asylum, Stuart. That's what's happening.
Well, you know, David, we have talked about Kamala Harris for several years now. There's really nothing good to say about her. She is by far one of the biggest racists that served in this White House. And I got to be honest with you, I don't expect anything else. She is a progressive trying to fulfill her agenda, which began as a crappy ass prosecutor in the state of California, because the state of California is in ruins. And if you think otherwise, you should move there.
Anyway, Stuart, let's wrap this up.
And that's our wrap for today's episode, guys. Thanks, a huge thanks for lending us your ears, spending time with us for the Rant Network. It's been a real pleasure sharing our thoughts and decisions to be with you and for you to be with us. Your support means the world to us. We're excited to welcome you back for more engaging, insightful conversation. Remember, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, Stay connected with us on social media. You have all the channels. You know what they are. And don't hesitate to let us know your thoughts, questions, and topics that you're passionate about. You never know what gets David and I going. Your input is invaluable as we continue to build this community of curious minds and open conversations. Thank you once more for joining us. Until next rendezvous, keep the rants coming and the conversation flowing. Take care.